Dennis Isbister has fishing experiences and a fishing show that you might find quite interesting. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
When I first started the fishing show years ago, I felt there was a niche, something missing from our world. There's the bass guys, there's the 100 bass guys, there's 100 walleye anglers, all this stuff where the guys are filming a 30-minute show on a body of water, which there's nothing wrong with that. People love that too, the bass fishing. But I wanted to do something bigger and better, and I wanted to bring more of a National Geographic Discovery Channel style of production to our mainstream fishing. I mean, I grew up, ever since I can remember, I would run downstairs when I was just a little kid and go get the TV guide and find the fishing shows that were on every Saturday and Sunday morning. That was my thing. I just loved it. And I just wanted to build something a little bigger, something that was more my style, because that's what my true passion is the exploration and going farther and getting into more remote places, no matter what it takes. And I kind of built my show around, and that's what we try to bring to the viewer that watches our show. We've got vampire fish from the jungles of Colombia, where the only way you could get in there is by plane, and then you had to take a boat up the river, and we're catching payara, the big vampire fish, and Argentina, and we're heading to Russia this year. We did a lot of cool things over the past 10 years.
Dennis's TV show is called Wild Fish, Wild Places. Boy, that's for sure. And it airs on the World Fishing Network. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.